Broadcasting live from the San Diego Marriott Marquis and Marina, it's CEO Exclusive. Now here's your hosts, Mark Borelli and Soini Koch.
Welcome to the Vistage Executive Summit, and we're broadcasting CEO Exclusive. I'm Soini, and I have my co-host here, Mark Borelli. And we have our guest for this segment, Mike Glanz at Hire a Helper. Mike, it's great to have you on the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what Hire a Helper actually is. What does your company do?
Well, Hire a Helper is a marketplace for labor-only movers. We facilitate hybrid moves across the country, and that's move where you provide the transportation via portable storage container or rental truck, and we provide the labor via a nationwide network of movers.
Okay, so it sounds to me like you're like an Uber for movers, something like that?
Yeah, that's a fair comparison.
Good. The CEO Exclusive question is, what are the trends in your industry or area of expertise that you think other middle market CEOs would be interested in knowing? So I'll toss that over to you. What do you think?
I would say the trend that we're seeing in moving is, like so many other industries, we're seeing a lot of consumers starting to shop more online, no surprise, and on their phones. And they're looking for innovative solutions to what was traditionally, a classic problem that's, been around since, the dawn of time, moving items. And we've seen that the traditional model of moving things in this industry has been expensive and overpriced, and it's led to a lot of claims, a lot of damage, late shipments, and traditionally moving companies haven't used technology to help solve these problems. So when Pete and I started the company 9 years ago, we weren't movers, and all we saw was a few problems that we could solve with technology. And so we went about trying to make the most affordable, best way to move possible, trying to solve every problem we possibly could with technology and with the internet. And that's really what has led us to where we're at today, kind of taking over the industry with this hybrid move model where people are booking movers on their phone for a lot less. And, they can book last minute, they can book they can book online, they can call, they can, we're conducive to whatever mode of move that people want to take. Hmm.
And so when you founded the company, it sounds like you took technology and applied it to kind of a classic problem, which is one thing that's happening across many, many industries, in the country that we can see. Did you choose moving or did you choose technology? Which came first? Did you see that there was a problem with moving and you decided to apply technology with it? Or did you know that you wanted to do some sort of a disruptive play and you looked out into the market and said, which industry is going to be the best industry for us to disrupt?
That's a funny story, actually. We didn't pick moving. Moving kind of picked us. We set out in 2007.
Great time to start a business.
Yeah. Tell me about it. So we set out in 2007 to convince people that you could book services online. So we originally started hireahelper.com. You'll notice it's not called hireamover.com. We felt that we could convince people to book all sorts of home services via the internet, just like people were starting to book, and it had been proven successful that people would, purchase products online. And we felt that services were the exact same way. What's really interesting is now everyone listening to this probably thinks that's that something you take for granted that you can book services online, but at the time we met a lot of pushback from people we pitched for investment, and when we tell people about the idea, no one believed that anyone was going to book services online. To give you a little bit of context, we launched the company a few months before the first iPhone came out. So as much as I was telling people that people were going to book online, even I couldn't have imagined now, 9 years later, that 50% of our orders are getting booked on a mobile phone. Because touchscreen phones and, the big displays, none of that stuff existed back when we started the company.
And so you said you started out just offering services, and did you then specialize into moving? Was that just a natural
Yeah, moving was one of the four categories that we started with, and within a year, it kind of exploded. And I think really the reason it took off was because there was the most pain in that industry. One in three moves that you book via professional movers through, you know, certified by the American Moving and Storage Association results in a claim. And when you combine that with late shipments, there's a 50% chance that your move is going to go wrong. And this is by the industry, leading organization that's, certifying the movers. It just was not a good experience. And the average price for a move, for a long distance move was about $4,800 at the time, I believe. So when we came in and gave people the ability to book an a la carte move, get the transportation on their own and get the mover separately, all of a sudden you had the ability to get, a full service move at this, do-it-yourself price for long distance, like LA to New York. I think back at the time, the price comparison we were doing was about $1,000 if you had a rental truck, and about $1,500 if you had a container. So someone's still doing the driving for you. You were getting all the aspects of the move, but a third of the cost. And so I think really that's where where we bridge this value gap that's been in this industry for such a long time, and why. Within a year, we ended up cutting out other categories and really focusing on just the moving.
So I imagine with so many disruption plays, your company must be growing pretty fast. And tell us about what that growth trajectory has been like and what you expect moving into the future.
We've had a pretty consistent growth path for the past 9 years. We've averaged about 50% year-over-year growth.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Better than the stock market.
Yeah.
I take it.
Yeah, a little bit better. and we continued that. One of the things I'm the most proud of is, as you pointed out earlier, we started in 2007, and we kept that growth trajectory through 2008 and 2009. We've been able to maintain it, and it gets a little bit harder, every year.
Yeah, when you're not $1.
Yeah. So we'll see. We did just a little over $10 million in transactions last year, so we'll see if we can get to that $15 million this year.
And about, just so we have an idea, you sold about $10 million, but how many moves is that? Can you give us an idea?
Wow, that's a great question.
Yeah, we did a little over 30,000 moves last year.
Wow, that's a lot of moves. So you're probably the biggest moving company in that quantity moves, or close to it?
I don't actually know the quantity that the big guys like Mayflower or United do. Their transaction size is so much larger than ours. It's really hard to boil down to actual transactions. But I imagine that we're facilitating, we're one of the bigger providers out there now.
So again, with this growth, I'm sure that the demands requested get more interesting. And, have you had any really peculiar moving demands, or are they pretty much all standard?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. It's been a while since I answered phones. So
Have you ever been asked to load or unload an elephant?
Not an elephant. We get the jacuzzis every once in a while, cars, motorcycles, people who actually want to put motorcycles on the trucks. And jacuzzis, those are usually like the kind of the stranger, larger items. But for the most part, if it's a specialty item, usually we'll refer those out to to a specialty carrier. But we don't get too many of those requests.
And where do you see this going? As you look forward in the projection, in the trajectory, and like you say, you're trying to keep that 50% year-on-year growth, which is phenomenal. Do you have to expand your model at all, or just keep focusing on the core? Do you see new consumer demand trends appearing?
Right now, we make up less than 0.25% of the moving industry, or what we see as an attainable market. Right now, the moving and storage industry is a $16 billion industry. And the thing that's the most interesting about moving, and where I really see the most opportunity, is that 4 out of 5 people don't book professional movers. They actually move themselves. And I think it really shows how much opportunity there is in this industry. Moving is, depending on who you ask, the third or the fourth most stressful event in a person's life after, death of a loved one and divorce, and you're going it alone 4 out of 5 times. People actually, can you imagine if, God forbid, your spouse died, me being like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and it's so expensive, I'm just going to go ahead and bury them myself. Or getting divorced and saying, oh my gosh, I'm just going to do the legal paperwork myself. It'll probably turn out all right. But in moving, which is, you know, the next on the list there, people actually, 80% of people are doing it themselves. And that's because the average cost for these, you know, the full service movers, people normally think of as these van lines, the full service movers, they're so expensive that people would rather go through this very painful process where they were damaging their items and
hurting themselves.
And hurting themselves. And they would rather do that than actually, you know, spend the $3,000 or $4,000. So our goal is really to, you know, kind of bring moving to the masses. And I like to use, as cliche as it is, to use, you know, Uber as the example. I'd heard recently that the attainable market for taxi cab drivers in New York City was actually less than what Uber is doing in revenue now in New York City, which is really interesting. When I was growing up, I actually never knew anyone who had taken a taxi cab. Like, we were very middle class, but we just didn't take taxi cabs.
Where did you go?
In San Diego.
Okay.
And Uber's come along, and they've made it. They've got the price point down to the point where now everyday people are considering, hey, this is actually a convenient thing. It's a lot easier than asking someone for a ride. It's, the price point's there, the value point's there, and they've got it to the point where it's becoming a more usable thing. And we really want to do the same thing with moving. And we think that we can get moving to that point where the value is there to get professionals and not deal with this on your own.
Mm-hmm. So what handy tips do you have for people who are beginning to consider a move, given that it's the third most stressful thing that people can do in their lives?
I would say do your research early on what the options are. We put together a really good guide. It's called Moving 101, and we actually hired third-party writers to go out and write unbiased reviews on all the different ways to move, for full-service moves, hybrid moves, do-it-yourself moves, and then we went and got the reviews on all of the transportation providers, and then we have reviews on all the labor providers, and so we've aggregated this all into one, you know, kind of domain that has all of this information. You can go there, and we understand that we're not always the best pick. We know that there's some people who want the full service move, the white glove. They want the people soup to nuts, like, price is no option. I want all my stuff taken care of. And if that's what you need, then we'll point you in that direction. And that's a good fit for you. And there's some people who are going to do-it-yourself moves no matter what. It doesn't matter what the price is going to be. There's that tradition of, you know, having your friends over and, you know, them breaking your stuff and you giving them beer, and that's how they're going to move. There's the middle ground, the hybrid move, which is, you know, maybe $300 and get the guys, you know, to take care of the big stuff. And we kind of lay out all those options in the section. It's called Moving 101.
And where can people find it?
It's moving101.hireahelper.com, but you can also just Google Moving 101.
Also, spreading the word. I mean, I'll be honest, I've never heard of you guys. Now, that doesn't mean that's because I probably haven't moved in a couple of years.
Isn't that good?
But how are you getting the word out? Just,
you know, slowly but surely. being bootstrapped since our very, very first round of small investment in 2007, we've always had to balance operational costs with advertising dollars while trying to keep our margins thin and profitable. You know, we don't want to gouge the customers. We want to make sure we're bridging that value gap. So we've done a lot of, affordable web marketing and focused a lot on SEO. In the recent years, we've been fortunate enough where our reputation has landed us large partnerships. So Pods, portable on-demand storage there. We're one of their providers. We're exclusive with 1-800-PACKRAT, which is Pod's largest competitor. There's probably five or six other portable storage companies that refer us to. So we're starting to get a lot of referrals from people in the industry who are starting to see the experience through Hire a Helper is so much better. We make them look good, by them sending their customers to us. Mm.
So last question, with all this growth and the growth that you anticipate, what are some of the top lessons that you've learned along the way?
I would say hiring passionate people is really key. Pete and I were both very fortunate to have a senior leadership team that has just sold out for the idea. of the hybrid move and what we're doing and trying to change the industry. You know, we have a great company culture where we're able to, you know, give our employees nice benefits. One of those things is unlimited paid time off. Really common for us to be, you know, we want to be pushing our employees to, or to, you know, to take a break because they're so dedicated to the cause and to, you know, what we're trying to do as a company, that sometimes they maybe forsake their personal lives a little too much. So trying to push that work-life balance down there to the super dedicated employees. And I would say that's one thing that we've really been blessed with. And if I could, you know, recommend anything, I mean, I guess it's kind of cliche. It's, yeah, like hire really good people and good things will happen. But I mean, I would say that's where I would spend my energy if I had to do it again.
Thanks. Okay. Well, thanks so much
thanks for a great segment. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.